Welcome to The Thoughtful Spot, the podcast for women, wherever they are on their Christian journey, who are thoughtfully seeking God's transforming power, who are striving to live as Christ wants them to every day, and who want other Christian women to walk with them through life. I'm your host, Terry Hester. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about perception and reality and why they matter. Perception is reality, are words that someone spoke to me when someone believed something about me that I did not believe was true. I wrestled with those words over and over for several days and found them to be quite unsettling for two major reasons. First, sometimes someone's perception of me really is a long way from reality. Sometimes people perceive situations, words, or actions in a completely inaccurate way, and yet, for them, that perception is reality. And second, sometimes someone else's perception of me is a lot closer to reality than I would like it to be. Sometimes I'm the one who is not perceiving things correctly. Sometimes I'm the one who is wrong. So how important is perception? And what can happen when someone's perception is not reality? Inaccurate perceptions can be the cause of bad decisions, missed opportunities, hurt feelings, broken relationships, and separation from God. There are many examples in Scripture of mankind not understanding the reality of who God is and what God can do. Think for a minute about Noah. The reality was that God asked Noah to do something important, to build an ark, and Noah responded in obedience. I imagine that when Noah began to build the ark, as commanded by God, he was perceived by his friends and neighbors as being a little bit crazy. Because the general public did not perceive the situation accurately, they all missed the boat and were destroyed in the flood. What about the story of David and Goliath? Goliath's perception of young David as a weak child who could not possibly cause him harm was a long way from reality. Goliath did not understand the power of God that was with David. But David believed in the reality of what God could do. Goliath's perception was wrong, and it cost him his life when God gave David what he needed to triumph over Goliath. In the New Testament, there are many stories of people who did not perceive Jesus as the Son of God. Some saw him as merely a teacher or prophet. Some saw him as a political troublemaker. Many from Jesus' hometown were only able to see him as a carpenter's son. Those who didn't accurately perceive Jesus missed a life-changing opportunity. But those who perceived Jesus accurately and recognized Jesus for who he was received an invitation into the very real kingdom of God. God sent messengers whose messages were not believed. He chose people who were perceived to be weak or flawed and turned them into great leaders. God asked people to do things that seemed absurd to those who did not know who he was. And God sent his son Jesus to suffer and die, to save us from our sins. I think things might look a lot different today if mankind had accurately perceived and understood God's message from the very beginning. Thinking about these examples from Scripture caused me to reflect on the times I have not accurately perceived a person, a situation, or maybe even a calling from God. How many times have I unfairly judged someone because I didn't fully understand what was going on in that person's life, or because I was having a bad day? How many times have I been critical of a situation without the knowledge of what was really happening? How many times have I misread Scripture, making it fit into my point of view, rather than letting it lead me to God's point of view? And how many times have I misunderstood a calling from God because it did not fit my idea of what God would call me to do? How many times have I only heard what I wanted to hear? These are tough questions, but I believe they are important questions for all of us to ask ourselves. One of the more difficult things for me to wrestle with regarding the words, perception is reality, is the idea that others may not perceive me the way I want to be perceived. Am I giving my best to my family and friends? Am I the kind of employee that works hard and makes a positive difference in the lives of the people I work with? Am I living a life that reflects Jesus to the world? If I claim to be a follower of Christ, but don't live as one in every area of my life, people will not see the person I want them to see. I want to live my life in a manner that causes people to perceive the reality that I want them to see, the reality that I am a loved and forgiven child of God who strives to be the person I was created to be. What about you? Do others see in you the person you want them to see? Friends, let's live life thoughtfully so that others perceive us as the loved and forgiven daughters of God that we are. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to the podcast, give it a 5-star rating, and tell your friends about it. The Thoughtful Spot can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you are listening now. Links to my website and my Facebook page can be found in the show notes. The podcast theme music was written and recorded by Jared Hester.